Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All of My Issues. In this episode, episode number 70. A little disclaimer up front before we even get started with the podcast. We actually recorded this prior to all of the craziness that started happening with the pandemic and the coronavirus most recently. So just wanted to let everyone know about that up front. We, oddly enough, discussed bidets. So just want to let everybody know that we're not trying to purposely offend anybody or anything. And hopefully by now, everyone has been able to find toilet paper. Maybe they invested in a bidet or they found some other suitable solution for their needs. So hopefully everyone can enjoy this podcast and get a little bit of entertainment from this and escape some of the craziness that's currently going on in the world right now. So without further ado, let's get started! Guess we're gonna get started with the show. So I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Sam.
What? Yeah, that's right.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Rick. I've got a question.
So you're gonna ask this question on the podcast live?
I am gonna ask this question live on the podcast.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. How do you feel about bidets?
I don't.
You don't? I don't. One way or the other? No,
I've never experienced one.
I've never experienced a bidet.
What about the idea and the concept of a bidet?
And
the reason, maybe I'll give you like a little, this is my thought
process. You're really coming out of left field on this one.
I know. But
we didn't even ease into it.
I know. But I kind of was thinking about bathroom technology.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
And the toilet hasn't really evolved to, you know, and like, and just even the way, you know, when we're done with our business.
Got it.
All right. Like, for example, if you were to go outside, okay, and say plant some tomatoes, okay, you're going to use your hands to plant those tomatoes. Okay. You're probably going to get dirt on your hands, right? Probably in your fingernails, you're going to get some dirt.
Unless you're not using gloves,
yeah. Yeah. Imagine you're not using gloves, okay, just for the sake of this analogy, I guess. So when you come back in, would you just grab a paper towel?
It is
going to be kind of like that. But like, would you grab paper towels and just wipe your hands off with a paper towel, throw the paper towel away, and consider your hands clean?
Well,
because that's essentially what we're doing with when we use the toilet.
I'm gonna have to break with protocol a little bit here, but I tend to not shit on my hands.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the cleanliness of our, you know, we wipe with toilet paper.
Are you talking about like,
yeah,
the cleanliness of your butthole?
Yes,
right? Your waste comes out of.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
Literally the dirtiest part of your body.
Right.
To keep germs out.
Yes.
Yeah. You're worried about your hands getting your butthole dirty. Well, what are you doing with your hands?
Well, not my hands,
you
but
know
I'm just
you
saying.
But
it's not so much about my hands, but it's more about my butthole.
All right.
Because
how
clean
this.
Is your butthole getting with just a wiping of paper?
Okay.
You know, there's no soap. There's no other.
What about wet wipes?
Yeah.
I mean, you could go with wet wipes. I guess
Kevin Smith
uses wet wipes.
Yeah,
because let's say, you know,
I think that would be an advantage of overusing toilet paper. Would be wet wipes.
Well, you get the toilet paper first to get all the possible junk on there, and then the wet wipe just cleans it up more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can
start the job with the toilet paper and then go for the finisher.
Right. Go for the finish it off with the wet wipe.
Yeah. And if you're a baller, you have like a wet wipe heater.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your bed.
Otherwise, they have those.
Yeah, because
if not, we're going to invent it.
Well, I mean, we all have kids at one point.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I did have that. Let's actually.
Say, there you go.
Yeah. But I never thought about using it for myself though. I know. It was like, man, that was an opportunity there. I didn't take advantage of. I feel like I didn't fully utilize that.
Yeah. Because I guess I'm just worried, you know, I don't quite know how the water chute kind of works when you know.
It's more, because I've used the bidet.
Okay.
All right. It's more like.
You used a poop chute water chute?
I have.
It's more like a
water fountain, if you will. Like, it comes up and just kind of, it doesn't blast you. It doesn't, like, it doesn't clean with the sheer force.
Aren't you worried about, like, the backwash, I guess?
Backsplash?
Yeah, the backsplash.
No, because the way it comes up like a mild little fountain, and you just kind of dip your butt in it.
Oh, okay.
At least the bidet that I used was like that.
Okay, so, no.
You still need to use toilet paper. The toilet paper is not out of the equation.
So you're wasting more water and then the environment with the bidet, because, see, you still have to flush. And I'm just worried about, you know, if you have one.
But you have a cleaner butt, though.
Well, I understand that.
I mean, because if I have my preference, I try to poop before I take a shower, because I know that I'll feel cleaner after.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah. I'm just worried
about. I consider it a failure if I've got on with my day and then have to poop.
Yeah.
So
I'm just saying that bathroom technology needs to make a huge advancement here because, you know.
Well, I mean.
Because you're tired of the same old shit.
I am tired of the same old shit.
Use the three shells. I mean, you should be good.
The three shells. Hey, that's the next step.
By the way, computer simulation. I was just this morning, someone had posted a bathroom picture, and there were three shells on top of the toilet, and it said, "You know what to do." And I hadn't thought about Demolition Man in forever.
Yeah. I think I saw that post. I don't know who posted that, but I think I saw the same thing, and I was like, "Man, I want that for my bathroom."
Yeah. And then you bring it up.
Yep.
Yeah. Three shells. It all comes back to three shells.
Back to Demolition Man.
Yeah. So I'm just saying if you know, you guys go into my bathroom, I don't want you to confuse the bidet for a water fountain.
Got it. Okay.
So if you see a bidet, I plan on purchasing one anytime soon, but I don't know. I'm fed up with current bathroom technology.
So, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does the water just immediately drain out of the bidet?
It does. It's like a regular fountain, yeah. I mean, it is, in by all means, just essentially probably a water fountain for your butt.
Okay, so like the water all disappears.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit better. I always had
this image that there was like standing water.
Oh, like it's sat in there. Yeah. If that was the case, I think that would probably be less sanitary, or more, the sanitary nature of that would be worse than just flushing it down. But yeah, you kind of do, like, this is how I believe you use a bidet, because I wasn't provided instructions.
Got it. Okay.
You know. So I just assumed.
Was there a bathroom attendant there?
There was not.
Okay.
Wash
your hands
was,
through the whole process.
Yeah. I mean, hey.
Offer you a mint and some cologne.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a towel.
And a towel.
And your choice of where you use each of those.
Minty fresh.
Mm.
Yeah. I assume how you use a bidet, okay, is that you dip, you know. And then wipe with the toilet paper, and then maybe do like a cleansing rinse out of the bidet to make sure everything goes down the drain, you know, so you don't leave anything behind, you know, just to make sure.
That's a lot of work.
That's not the way I would go, but okay.
Yeah, it's like an extra step, maybe, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can understand there's an extra step because you're putting your, like, the dip. I would think that you would just wipe, and then when you're done wiping, be like, okay.
Oh yeah. That's what I mean. But I'm talking about But you do a post wipe after the bidet too, because you want to dry yourself off, right? Yeah.
Well, maybe you do.
Well, yeah.
Somebody air dry.
That's true.
Stop making decisions for me.
That's Sorry.
Do you assume that I'm a dry butter?
So after our discussion here, so bidet or no bidet? What's your guys' has your opinion at all changed on bidets?
No, I still have no opinion on
bidets. You still have no bidets? The bidet opinion?
I don't think I'm rocking with a bidet.
No, still no. No.
It's basically no exit only, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, nothing.
I mean, it's not an enema.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing ever entered.
I mean, if it was, then when I would obviously be pro bidet.
Who wouldn't be, right?
Yeah, I'm not anti bidet. I'm just like,
I don't want a bidet.
Your bidet.
My uvula.
Now talk about a thorough cleansing.
Right? Well, at least buy me dinner first.
Whoa. All
right. So this is. I don't even know why I'm bothering to tell this because it's. Out of context, it's not amusing at all, but on Critical Role, where they play Dungeons and Dragons, they were in a fancy town where
did they have bidets in the town?
It was constantly a thing of where the wealthier people would start every sentence with g'day, and the barbarian misunderstood and would say bidet instead. And it became just a thing for them. Like, that's the way people in their fan club greet each other is, oh, bidet, fellow critters.
Bidet. So. There you go. So somehow we work bidet in the conversation. All right. Fantastic.
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess.
Are you thinking about getting a bidet?
No, not really. Okay. I just was thinking about, man, you know, it's. You know, using the toilet's kind of inconvenient, especially
you
want
to be like progressive on toilet.
Right. You know, the whole experience of going to, especially if you go to a public bathroom. Now, I don't think I'd ever want to use like a public restroom bidet because that probably is kind of crazy. Probably, I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't know how that would work. I don't think they have those really. I think it's more of like a
hotels.
Yeah, maybe hotels have that, but I can't. Like, if you went to McDonald's and there was a bidet there. I think I would not. I don't want to use the toilet in McDonald's anyways. Let alone something that might be.
They kind of already do in the. It's just called the McDonald's playground.
Yeah, that's true.
It's got about the same amount of germs, I would say.
Yeah. That's probably true.
Yeah,
that's probably true.
It's in fact, it probably would have a sign on it that said McDonald's ball pit.
Have you noticed that there's not many ball pits anymore?
I think because of that reason, though.
Yeah, they're, I think so, they're dirty.
Yeah.
Down south, you have to worry about like snakes in them and stuff too.
Oof.
I don't know. That might be an urban myth, but.
Yeah. Sounds plausible. All right. Well, that's it for today's podcast. I think. The new podcast about nothing but bathroom technology.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell we're plumb out of ideas.
Oh, bad jokes everywhere. Oh, man. But actually, we have quite a list of things to talk about, actually, right?
Yeah.
So where should we start? Sam?
Well, number one, recently there were pictures out on the internet of the new Batman car. For the new Batman movie that will be starring Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
So we need to get our opinion. And also possibly the possible suit that he's going to be wearing for the film. What is you guys' take on seeing the car and the suit? What do you guys think?
Well, I don't know. Should we break it down into two different conversations? One just about the suit, and then just one about the car.
Yeah.
So maybe
sure.
Let's talk about that.
There were two different reveals.
So. Yeah.
Talk about the car first.
Yeah, we can talk about the car first.
All right.
I like it a lot.
Me too,
personally. Yeah.
I think it's practical.
Yeah.
And I think if we are really thinking about it. Would Batman be in a car that does not look like, or at least have the same features as other cars? I mean, if he's going to drive down the street, people are like, "Hey, that's Batman!" It kind of makes sense, and I'm surprised no one really thought about it before when making the Bat car.
I mean, Batmobile. I've thought about this a lot. It'd be very easy for a news organization, particularly one that's like does the weather, to find out who Batman was simply by getting into a helicopter and flying above and seeing where it disappears to.
Yeah.
Oh, who owns Fair that enough. Property?
Yeah. 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 I mean, they got to have that on record somewhere, right?
You're right.
Some kind of zoning inspector has got to have that down.
And somewhere. I mean, and realistically, though, I mean, surprise Batman, who has, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of gadgets at his disposal, is the rich guy.
Yeah. That's true. That is true. Yeah. I like the more subtleness of the new Batmobile than the
tank.
Yeah, than the tank. I was not a big fan. The tumbler, yes, the tumbler. Yeah,
it was neat.
It's
fine for the Nolan Batmans. I'm okay with it. I mean, this seems to be more a more grounded Batman.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it. I am curious to see some of the gadgets though.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
So what is your guys' favorite Batmobile up until now?
Oh.
I mean. In what way? Like the one that I've loved looking at the most?
Yeah.
66?
Yeah. The Adam West?
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably like that one the most too.
I'm more of the Tim Burton.
Batman. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that one too. But
it's all right, but it's so low to the ground, it's not practical.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he literally can drop like a ball bomb in some place in front of the front. It was like, it was literally in the front of the car and you're like surprised no one ever shot at it and made it blow up. It just comes out, drops it, and then you remember you
dragged. Yeah, it was in the front. Yeah, that's true.
It just came out, dropped.
Yeah. I remember the excitement of when that Tim Burton Batmobile first made an appearance too. It's like, oh man, look at this Batmobile. You know, those are probably my two favorite, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are the two most iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because the Tim Burton Batmobile kind of made its way into the Batman cartoon.
Yeah.
As well.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of the one that's featured in that.
Yeah.
So.
The 66 one, did it ever have a hood? Did it? No, right?
Or like a roof, you mean?
Yeah, a roof.
Like a roof? No.
No?
Yeah. Wow.
So.
Yeah.
So it's always sunny in Gotham. it's like
when Gotham's California.
It's only like, convenient in the like, California Gotham.
It was always daytime too.
It was always daytime.
Yeah, that's true too.
It was always sunny. I'm like, man, what happened? It went from like sunny to dark and gloomy now. It's like Gotham is dark and gloomy, and you look across the lake, Metropolis is all sunny and there's a sunshine. I'm like, what happened to the sun?
You want to take a moment and say how the selling point of the 1989 Batman was how dark it was, and now you watch it and how
in comparison,
it and you look at it, you're like, oh, this is pretty cartoony.
That's true. That is true. That's a good point. Yeah,
it's a dark take on Batman. Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh,
Batman sets the one on fire.
right.
Why is this dude man on fire?
Yeah,
he's like, clown.
And then Ben Affleck Batman's like, you know, branding people.
Yeah,
that's not dark. No. So
I have high hopes for this Batman because it seems like they're going more low key down in the street.
Yeah, that is true. That's true. Yeah.
And it's, you know, taking place at night, at least the things that I've seen mostly. Mm. I think that's just so the star doesn't sparkle.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care that he was in Twilight.
Yeah, that doesn't really bother me either. No. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt see.
I mean, would you turn down Twilight knowing that you're going to make like four or five sequels and
still have a job for for the next 5 years or whatever.
As a young actor who's trying to break into the business.
Probably not.
Are you asking me?
Yeah. That pays the bills.
I see it more as a what's the other guy? There's the team.
Jacob?
Yeah, I see you more as a Jacob.
You shut your whore mouth.
No?
No.
No?
Dirty
no.
werewolves? No.
They can never keep clothes. They always...
That's true.
I'm Team Sunlight and Silver.
You know, when I've watched, I don't think I've watched every single Twilight
movie. Trademark Sunlight and Silver.
Sunlight and Silver. That sounds like awesome.
A good name actually. For a television show.
We should do Hunters. A podcast about nothing about but Twilight and call it Sunlight and Silver. That's amazing. But, like watching those movies, I think I've seen the first two.
Okay.
Maybe. How many are there? There's like five, isn't there?
I think four or five.
How many books were there?
There's four books?
So five.
Okay.
Well, there's Twilight, and there was Eclipse. There was Breaking Dawn 1 and 2. A fourth one?
No, that's probably it.
So there was three books and four movies.
Okay. So I think I've seen maybe the first two at least, I think. But they're, like, watching those. I mean, it's fun watching them because they're pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know? And it doesn't even seem like the actors are even kind of like...
Yeah.
Taking it seriously.
I watched the first one and it was really bad.
Yeah.
Like the part that he was running through the woods and the mountains kind of reminded me of the Yodeling.
Yes. From The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what's going on in this movie?
Is this Fraggle Rock?
Yeah. How about the way they climb trees?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it's terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like
straight out of the 1977 right, Spider-Man.
Right. I mean,
clearly on a harness.
Is that the look and feel they were going for? That's what I can.
I can't explain properly the. So when they're out, I can't believe I'm having this conversation. The vampires are playing baseball.
Oh yeah. That's...
And the two jump to catch the ball. And the ball is going way over their head, right?
Yeah.
And they jump way high in order to be able to catch it. And they hit each other and fall down. The ball falls like 1 foot from them.
Yeah.
As if there was an invisible wall right behind them.
Right. Oh, God.
It was as if the movie were edited by someone who'd never seen a movie before.
Right. Exactly.
They're going to be impressed with this 1940 technology.
right. Like they're just learning how to use Final Cut Pro or something like that. It's like kind of editing. Oh, this looks good. That's how you do this. Yeah.
Look what I do. And it made a bajillion dollars. But yeah, hey.
Which is crazy to me, too. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like. Titanic, the love of Titanic, I get it because the effects of it are good or whatever, is on top of there being the cheesy love story or whatever that's a part of it, that, you know, but that I kind of get that. I don't get Twilight. I guess it's the books, right?
If the movies had come out first, there wouldn't be books. I mean,
right. Yeah.
It wouldn't have been as popular as it was.
Yeah.
It's like the Shade books.
So. Oh,
which started as Twilight fan fiction.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. Wow. All right. So
Stephanie Meyer is to blame for two awful things. That's,
Oh, man.
Look at us being all topical.
I know, right? A movie that came out
in like 2009. Yeah. Like 11 years later, we're still holding a grudge. Yeah.
So the Batman suit.
By the way, a movie that was clearly not made for us.
That's true. That is true.
We are not the target audience.
Not one bit.
We're just angry that it exists.
Yeah. Oh, man. But see, no, okay, no, we're gonna...
No, keep going.
Okay. Like, arguably...
Keep dope alive.
What was Buffy the Vampire Slayer made for us? I mean, I don't know if it was, really, but, like,
it's
it's made for a bunch of people, you know? And I think it's probably also, like, the target audience for that
probably cross sections with some of the Twilight people as well, right?
No,
you don't think?
I think maybe the misguided people who like anything with a vampire.
Yeah.
Which, that's like 5% of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, that's true.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer was made for the people who identified as oddballs and misfits. And
I guess that's
Gen X. Generation X.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I think like you can make something, but make it
a four quadrant film that appeals to more than just your target audience.
Right.
Not with Twilight, you can't.
I guess not. Yeah. But it seems like it could, though. Because, I mean, it has vampires in it, for crying out loud.
Yeah, well, okay, so here.
But like they're not regular vampires. I don't know.
Twilight was successful because it was a romance novel for teens that took the main character and didn't describe her ever. So every female who read it was able to put herself in that role.
Exactly.
So then it becomes this mysterious older man. Now, never mind that he's
dead
and 119 years old.
And kind of creepy. The whole relationship's kind of creepy, really, right?
Yeah.
You know, so that, the bad boy.
It's that movie that you have to make a decision of which means more to you.
She should have gone Team Jacob.
Necrophilia or bestiality.
Decisions.
I know.
A warm body at night or a cold dead fish? Mm-hmm. She chose fish.
Fleas. Or maggots.
Yeah.
That got disgusting quick. Anyway.
That's another good name. That could be a good...
Fleas or Mats, a punk band right there.
Yeah, right there. I was going
to
say that. I was going death metal, but punk.
Hello, Cleveland.
Yes.
Fleas and maggots.
Fleas and maggots.
Fleas and maggots. But yeah, I mean, it's an okay premise, I guess.
Yeah.
And who knows? I can't imagine it was written all that well. I didn't read it.
Yeah.
I read the first 15 pages of 50 Shades of Grey.
And it was probably.
It was painful.
I was going to say, that's.
It was painful.
Yeah.
Maybe they just need to Celine Dion to do the soundtrack. Maybe that would
make it better.
Make it better.
Perhaps, yeah.
No. For Titanic.
It did. Yeah, that is true. That is true.
And Deadpool, too.
That's true. Yeah. Speaking of Celine Dion, have you guys seen that picture of her? It's like a short little video clip of her watching this, telling her limo driver to stop and pull over because this lady's singing on the side of the road. And then just the look on her face. I guess it's kind of taken a little bit out of context, but the look on her face is like, oh my God, who is this person singing? Like almost appalled, but I guess it's not really truly her being appalled. It's more like she wanted to actually hear this person sing. But it's more fun to think that she was appalled.
Got it.
When you look at the pictures.
I've always had an irrational hate for Celine Dion.
I don't think it's irrational.
What?
Yeah. She kind of drives me a little bit crazy.
She's a national treasure.
For Canada.
This is really terrible.
Her and Nickelback are like the two things.
Her two chief exports of Canada.
And we should send back.
I don't like her songs. I don't like. I understand that technically she can sing really well.
Yeah.
But I don't. Everything sounds mechanical.
Yeah.
I don't feel emotion in what she's singing. Only technique.
Yeah.
And then in between the songs, she speaks with that Celine Dion voice.
Oh yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Don't like it. Hello.
Hello, I'm Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. I just don't like her.
Yeah.
I like Celine Dion. I think she sings. I actually feel the opposite. I think she sings with like a whole bunch of emotion, and then when she talks, it's more of the professionalism.
That's both for me. But I know her speaking voice in between like the lyrics of the songs is absolutely horrendous. again. topical.
Yes.
But I remember hearing the It's All Coming Back to Me Now song.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
And thinking to myself, my gosh, this sounds like a Meatloaf song. It's, you know, got grandeur.
Yeah.
It's got, you know, all the things. It's got clever word plays.
Oh, people love that.
And it sounds like, and then I found out that Jim Steinman wrote it, who wrote Bat Out of Hell, the entire album.
Oh, there you go.
So yeah. It probably was a Meatloaf song. They just weren't getting along.
At the time, yeah. Because they, yeah. But they have a little bit of a history of that. They have a little bit of a history of that, yeah.
But I won't do that.
Whatever happened to Meatloaf?
He became an ultra conservative and can't sing very well anymore.
Really?
Yeah, he blew out his voice or something.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, there's like, you need to look up the video of him singing, and I don't know if it was at a, whose rally it was. It was Senator Trump or someone over there. But he's singing God Bless America, and it's terrible. I think it's God Bless America.
Wow. Well, I know what I'm doing after we're done with this.
Yeah. And then he almost had a heart, like a heart attack or something on stage.
Really?
Yeah, like a year ago or so.
How far Meatloaf has fallen.
Yeah. Since last time he did anything good was what, Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny?
Yeah. Or Fight Club.
Yeah, Fight Club was good.
Yeah.
He was, well, his name was Robert Paulson. His name
was Robert Paulson. His name was Robert Paulson.
Well, speaking of the Robert, we could talk about...
the Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson Batman suit.
Yes, yes. There, nice segue there, Sam. Yeah, I guess we should maybe...
That's what I'm here for.
Try to steer it back and onto the...
Topic.
So Batman suit.
It looked like a Batman suit.
It looks like a Batman suit to me too. I like it. I think it looks like a early kind of Batman suit. Like he's early on in his Batman career.
Well, they said it's year two.
Right? Yeah. Because, so I mean, it makes sense, right?
And then the rumor around the bat symbol.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That it might be the gun that killed his parents, refashioned into it.
Yeah, yeah, heard. Yeah, yeah.
Which is actually. An idea, kind of, that Kevin Smith came up with.
Interesting.
In Action Girl in Detective Comics 1000. He wrote a story with Jim Lee where he melted down the gun and made the plate, because it was always a plate since Frank Miller took over.
Interesting. Well, yeah.
By the way, have you seen that meme?
Which one?
The one that has someone asking, Batman, why do you wear that yellow and black symbol on your or why do you always wear such dark colors, something like that? And he said, so I don't get shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why is Robin wearing bright colors?
So I don't get shot. Yeah, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty awesome. So I don't get shot. All right, so I guess we like the Batman suit, right?
Yeah, I'm very interested in seeing how this is. Hopefully, it's pretty good. We'll give Robert Pattinson his chance.
Yeah,
he can't be any worse than George Clooney. So
right. When you set the bar low like that, I mean, hey, that's
as if they'd ever let George Clooney be Batman.
right.
Crazy talk. All right. Might as well put nipples on the suit if they do that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Have him start paying with everything with his bat credit card.
Right.
Oh, man.
Next thing you say, tell them they're going to make an Indiana Jones movie about aliens.
That's ludicrous.
That is ludicrous. We're very on topic again, like current.
Yeah.
Topical. So what about staying in the DC universe? Wonder Woman 88 out soon, right?
Yep.
What do we think about that? It's looking good, I think. I'm kind of excited about that.
I'm a little concerned.
What? Concerned?
I'm a little concerned because,
controversy.
Chris
consternation.
Chris Pine is back playing Steve Trevor. Percy.
Yes, yeah. Or
is he though?
I think it is. Yeah.
You think it's really him?
I think it's really him.
How would they possibly bring him back?
That
unaged and 50 years later.
Right. That could be, he did.
Is it Maxwell Lord in this?
I think so. Yeah, Maxwell Lord is in this.
Can't Maxwell Lord do stuff with mind?
Mind manipulation. Yes.
So your premise is that
yes, this premise that I'm going to put out here that I'm going to be completely wrong about.
Okay.
Is that Maxwell Lord is in the movie and that either he is who she sees as Chris Pine or, cause I mean, it, how are they going to bring him back? That's not Captain America. Like his plane blew up. He didn't fall into ice.
But she is part God and the gods are still around technically, but they don't really show up. Right.
Yeah, but have they in the movies said she was a goddess?
Yeah, because the whole end of the battle.
Yeah, because when she fought Ares and stuff. Yeah, I think those.
It was revealed that she's part god.
Yeah.
So, that's where I'm kind of I'm kind of concerned because if we're going by continuity. The movie that we shall not name that starts with a B and ends with an S and has a V in the middle. She was pretty distraught of the fact that her lover Steve had died so many years ago and she has been in hiding. So if we're
talking about, so he can't be back, right? Is what you're saying.
Well, that there's that, but then the movie that we shall not name is you know
still canon
is like how are you still this depressed and you only look at the picture from back in World War One and you technically been hiding since then, right? So now you have 1984 and all of a sudden, hey, Wonder Woman's back, but yet no one remembers her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fast forward to the movie that we shall not name. Right? That's what I'm kind of
right,
like.
Right, yeah. I mean, I...
Well, 30 years have passed, and maybe she's not very public about what she does.
That could be, I guess.
And then she's still upset because it's Maxwell Lord and not him, so all she has is the 1918 memory of... I don't know what year Wonder Woman took place. It was World War One, so that was what 14 to 18,
something like that.
So I'm just interested. I am curious and kind of confident to seeing Kristen Wiig as Cheetah.
Yeah,
I'm kind of curious about that too myself. I want to see what happens with that
because that's kind of
and it's got Pedro Pascal in it.
Does it? Oh yeah, because isn't he like?
I don't know who he's playing.
Oh, I guess maybe. Is he in the commercial?
Yeah, he was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Let me see who he's playing.
I guess there's like a bunch of different scenarios how they could bring back Chris Pine's character. I mean, maybe Martian Manhunter. He's like morphed into Chris Pine looking character.
I mean, I would be all for that.
Well, I mean, part of the commercial is they are acting like they know each other.
Well, right. And she's showing him modern day stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, I think that she'll 100% think that it's. So Pedro Pascal is Maxwell Lord.
Oh, well, there you go. So.
Which that ought to be interesting because he was a good guy. And Maxwell Lord was a good guy because he was like the U.S. liaison for the Justice League for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, I'm kind of excited to see what happens, see how it turns out.
I'm cautiously optimistic. I enjoyed the first one very much, but continuity DC movies are a mess right now.
Yeah, that's true. But the last couple DC movies that have come out have kind of... at least I should say the DC movies that I've seen.
Yeah. Aquaman
was Shazam. Good. Yeah. Shazam was good.
Shazam was good.
Yeah. Wonder
mm-hmm.
Woman.
Yeah.
I guess
Justice League.
Justice League
actually wasn't that bad, but
it wasn't that bad. And I actually did not really mind Suicide Squad.
No, I didn't either. It wasn't fantastic or anything, but it was okay.
It was okay. They said Birds of Prey was decent.
Yeah.
None of us have seen it, but it got good reviews.
Yeah.
Did terrible.
Everybody's missing the Joker, probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, where do you go from that? But
yeah,
he was damaged. I know that because I read his forehead.
Yes.
Okay.
Do we want
to? Who played Superman in Justice League?
Oh my gosh, his name is eluding me right now. Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about the Wolverine.
Yeah, him being rumor. Wolverine. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a rumor going around that he was going to be Wolverine.
Yes.
In the new Captain Marvel movie.
Yes.
But it doesn't appear that it's stood up to
validation. What do you guys think about Henry Cavill? Cavill being
I think he'd be very good in a role.
Yeah.
I think he would be good at Superman if they wrote a Superman movie for him that was good.
Yeah. That like actually made him look like Superman.
Yeah, then behave like Superman.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he has a Superman look down.
Oh, I think so too. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he can act.
I have a feeling he can too.
Judging from The Witcher The Witcher's not the best of examples, but Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
He can act. I think he could be every bit as good as. Let me just say, if Henry Cavill was playing the Superman from the Christopher Reeve movie, I think he'd be fine.
Yeah.
But he's playing
a different,
gritty Superman.
Yeah. That nobody really asked Superman. For.
Hey, I'm emo. I'm so depressed. So I think Brandon Routh was the emo.
You
Superman,
think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he stood outside watching outside Lois' window.
No, that's
window.
Creepy. That's creepy. It's not emo, though. Yeah, right?
He was sulking. He sulked all
Well, yeah, yeah, because, you know, he found out that he had the woman that he loved, like, moved on, but now, you know, now it's his baby mama, and he can't really say, hey, that's my baby mama. He can't profess his love, because then everyone's like, hey, you made out with Superman. Right? Can you do that? Do you want to be that guy to break up a happy home right now?
I think if Brandon Routh was given a good Superman movie.
Oh, he would
also,
agree.
Yeah. I think that's a huge lost, missed opportunity.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Bryan Singer.
Yeah. So who do we
not
think?
He's effing little kids. He's effing with my child.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh. So if it wasn't, so now it's been debunked, right?
Officially debunked, but it was never officially
bunked.
Bunked.
It was never officially bunked. Who would be your guys' pick to be the next Wolverine? Danny DeVito? No, we've already discussed that.
I don't know of anyone in their current state.
Yeah.
That would be people are like, oh, Henry Cavill's too tall. Well, yeah. So is Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman's like my height.
Yeah. But Henry Cavill looks tall.
Yeah.
I think too, though. I don't know. But you're tall.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm a little bit taller than Hugh Jackman, but not much. Well, you can never believe what they say, what Hollywood says, but he's Hollywood 6'2". Which means he's 6 foot or 6'1".
Yeah.
That's almost, you know, a foot taller than Wolverine's supposed to be. Henry Cavill, I think, might be taller than me. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he looks tall. But I don't know. I'm not really sure. I mean, there's all those, you know, people have said in the past, Glenn Danzig, but I mean, like
yeah,
you said.
Yeah, but now he looks like Sigourney Weaver. So.
right.
Did you know that he's coming out with an Elvis album?
Yes, he performed it in Los Angeles already, I guess. I saw that and I was like, oh my God, that's kind of, I kind of would like to see that, actually. I mean, it seems like something Glenn Danzig would do. Like, he's really, you know, scraping for whatever he can do. But You know, I have a soft spot in my heart for Glenn Danzig.
Well, I do too, but I'd much rather see him just tour with the Misfits.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to happen, right? I mean, that's going to happen.
Rather than just, you know, play three shows in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York.
Yeah. Speaking of which, did you see the Mr. Bungle stuff? That Mike Patton kind of reunited Mr. Bungle for a few special shows in Los Angeles also. When the guitarist is none other than Scott Ian.
Hmm.
Oh, Anthrax, yeah. So there's rumors that...
Walking Dead fame.
That's true. That's true. And he was also one of the guitarists when they did the awesome guitar collaboration for the Game of Thrones theme song.
Too. Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Also known as for the wonderful crossover between rap and metal. True crossover was with Public Enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Bring a noise.
That's it.
So we're not counting Run DMC and Aerosmith.
Well, not with, because Aerosmith's not metal.
Yeah.
But if you're just talking rock and rap, then
Then they got it.
Bring a noise.
But there's rumors that Mr. Bungle's gonna start putting together a new album.
I was not as into them as I was Faith No More.
Oh, okay.
They were a lot more experimental.
Yeah. Seen them live though, it's an experience. I've seen them twice.
Yeah.
And pretty awesome. Pretty good.
Yeah. Tractor got your balls.
Yeah. Yes. So Wolverine. I guess we don't really have anybody to
Not really. I mean, maybe the guy who played Gambit, but I think he played Gambit very well. So no, I don't.
Are you talking about Channing Tatum?
No, you're not talking to him, right?
Not Channing Tatum.
Okay. Because
who played Gambit?
Hold on, let me find him.
The only time I remember seeing Gambit, he was
Channing Tatum, right?
Channing Tatum.
I think so. What? Because that was the Wolverine.
Did not play Gambit.
I'll bet.
I'm pretty sure.
Hold on.
I don't remember what it was in though. Which X-Men? What?
It was Wolverine Origin.
Wolverine Origin. Okay.
Because back in the day, I mean, there was names like Tom Hardy to play Wolverine.
I could see Tom Hardy.
I could see him playing
they even have Shia LaBeouf.
You do, man. You can see
Shia LaBeouf. They even had some people even rumored, you know, Jon Snow. Harrington playing him.
I mean, Wolverine does know nothing.
Alright, let me see.
Typecasting though.
Yeah, that's the Wolverine would never bend the knee.
That's he true.
Never bend the knee. Tyler Kitsch. Played Gambit.
He played Gambit. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Channing Tatum wanted to play Gambit.
Is that what it was?
He was cast as Gambit for the Gambit movie.
Is that what it was? Okay. Well, thank God.
What?
Nothing against Channing Tatum, really. But
are we getting the guy from?
Yeah.
All 21 right. Jump Street and G.I.
maybe.
And Jonah Hill can be Wolverine.
Jonah Hill can be Wolverine. There you go.
I mean, he did almost stand up, Martin Corscese for his party. He did almost stand up.
I did see that in the commercial that was on the TV. Yeah.
By drinking some Mountain Dew energy.
Yeah.
Poor Chris.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I've
cut the cable.
Commercial.
So.
What was the commercial? What was it even for?
It was for the Mountain Dew energy drink.
Oh.
It showed during the Super Bowl.
Kickstarter?
Yeah, I think it was Kickstarter.
So, that sounds right. Yeah.
Kickstarter.
Yeah. Kickstarter. Firestarter. Okay. I don't know, just a random Prodigy reference.
I was listening to it. That's why I was like,
just this brain went
weird
right there. Yeah.
Everyone's
right.
Doing.
Well, what else we got? We have the Black Widow movies coming out soon.
Yeah.
That's looking pretty interesting.
I am excited to see Taskmaster.
I want to see that too. Yeah. There's already a Lego set out for it.
Yeah, so
a Taskmaster is a featured Lego minifigure in that.
So. I think that's going to look cool. Might usher in. This might help usher in a new Black Widow for the future of the MCU.
That could maybe. That makes sense. I can see them maybe do something like that.
So that would be interesting.
I wonder if there'll be anybody that'll make an appearance that they haven't revealed yet.
Probably.
Yeah.
Alpha Flight.
Alpha Flight. Whoa.
You in Canada, eh?
Yeah, Canada, eh? I don't know. I mean, it's probably Nick Fury's probably going to be in it, right? I mean, maybe to find.
Are we talking about Skrull Nick Fury or the real Nick Fury?
Well, the real Nick Fury, I'm thinking, right? Maybe. I mean, because this, well, I guess we don't really exactly know when this movie's taking place, right?
I don't know, but now I want an Eminem Nick Fury thing. I'm the real Nick Fury, please.
Please stand up.
I think it takes place after.
Nick Furies are just imitated.
I think it takes place after.
Civil War?
Yeah.
No, not Civil War.
Well, they said it was after Civil War. It was
Did
after
they officially Civil War? Say that?
Is yeah.
That,
is it's, it? Okay. It's after she goes into. You know, she does her own thing. She's kind of hiding out.
I thought it was
after. Where they faced Ultron.
After Age of Ultron?
After Age of Ultron.
Oh, when Bruce Banner.
When she walks out of the pen and stuff. And
I read someplace that it takes place after.
Yeah, so
the events of Civil War.
I think I heard that too.
Who knows if that's the actual accurate description.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with it. Yeah. I'm excited to see that movie. Yeah. And just see. It's kind of funny though, because everything that's come out so far. Well, I guess Spider-Man Far From Home is kind of like a post.
Right.
Infinity. Did you see the.
Oh, okay. Post Endgame, I was going to say. Just to finish my statement.
Did you see the. I forget where I read about this. It was the Easter egg in Far From Home where it's a construction scene. And it's got like, it says 1, 2, 3, 4. We can't wait. But the 4 is.
Like a Fantastic Four?
Well, everyone, it coincides with the colors. It's got like a red one, you know, blue one, an orange one, a red one, and a clear one.
I didn't see that.
It says, we can't wait to see for you to see what comes next. But they're also about to start phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And people were thinking maybe it's construction of the Baxter Building, or that the Avengers Tower will become the Baxter Building.
Because they don't really use it anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah, but they have the Avengers Academy all the way out in.
Yeah. Upstate New York or wherever it's at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... Now I'm going to have to go back and look at that. I did not see that. Yeah, man, I can't believe
that. That was like, I knew that.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
So Black Widow should be interesting.
Yeah.
So, Rick, you seen Sonic.
I did. And you know what? It's not bad.
Okay.
I as far as, like, the Sonic and Mario rivalry goes, I think Sonic has won this one. He has a successful movie out.
Yeah.
It's Super Mario. Never did that. Well, it's not yet.
What about that Bob Hoskins movie?
Oh, well, what are you talking about? I don't know. Bob Hoskins.
Speaking of someone who could play Wolverine.
Bob Hoskins.
I mean, he's dead, but.
Yeah.
Necromancy.
Yeah, I didn't.
He's probably lost some weight by now anyway.
Probably, exactly. Wow. More like this.
Yeah. The shape. Every once in a while, I like to see where the line is for Sam. We've discovered.
Yeah.
In the background, wow.
Yeah, you went that far with Bob Hoskins.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
I mean, that's Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I know, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Forgiving him for being the agent in Pink Floyd the Wall that shot Pink up with all the drugs.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever knew that. Wow. Huh. Rest in peace, Bob Hoskins. Yes. Your Super Mario was horrible, but your Who Framed Roger Rabbit made up for it, I guess, right? But yeah, no, Sonic is really good, actually. You know, I it's hard to believe that, like, the movie that started out with such a bad reputation because of the horrible, scary CGI version of Sonic that was kind of first released, you know, that it kind of turned itself around so much that it's now, it was like the number one movie,
for two weeks, I think.
Which is crazy.
I heard on another podcast a rumor that was going around Hollywood that the animation that was in the trailer was only animation for the trailer. Because one of the ways that they were trying to market the movie was by through what they called nerd rage.
I mean, if that is true.
That's 3D chess right there.
That is 3D chess. And that's kind of brilliant. But do we think they're that smart to pull that off? I don't know.
But apparently they've done it with something else.
Really?
Where they purposefully misled so that people complained.
Yeah.
And when they saw the actual movie, they were like, oh.
Oh, this is, yeah. I mean, either way, we really
and in
worked.
Fact, they were talking about in the original trailers for Captain America, they only showed the outfit from the USO Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
And then people were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe.
But I'm kind of glad they did that, though.
Version. I don't care if they.
Yeah, if that was his whole costume.
I don't care if they did that with Sonic. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, he probably got.
Yeah, as long as the end result was better. Yeah. No, it's fun. It's an enjoyable family movie to go see.
Okay.
You know? It's nothing. It's no, Parasite or anything like that. Where it's not thought provoking or anything like that.
Did you watch Parasite?
I have not yet. But I'm assuming it's thought-provoking because of stuff I've read about it.
It's interesting.
But is it good? Did you like it? I liked it. Did you?
Yeah, it really felt like it tied into the culture of South Korea. So
okay.
It didn't exactly... Like, they're going to make it an HBO show, a 10-episode HBO show.
Based off the Parasite?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. But I don't know. I mean, it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed it.
I really want to see Jojo Rabbit, though.
I do too.
Which I haven't seen yet. So.
Yeah. I'm going to skip that one.
Really?
Yeah. No? I've got really no desire.
No.
See it prowls around Hitler.
Yeah.
But it's Korg playing Hitler.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, what could be funnier than
yeah. I mean, you know.
New Zealand heritage.
Exactly.
Playing Adolf Hitler.
right. And I mean, I want Taika Waititi to be my actual friend, not because he just seems like he's an awesome guy.
Yeah,
I really have only seen one scene from the movie, and it's like 45 seconds, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, and that is with
Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, wait, I hope that never gets taken out of context.
Right.
Hey, speaking of Heil Hitler, I wasn't watching Hunters.
Oh, yes. Yeah. How's that?
I started
watching like the first episode. And it is.
The change in tones are at times jarring.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't.
Jarring in a good way or a
no.
bad way?
No.
Oh, really?
Really been in a good way.
Oh, man.
It's like what it could have been and what it is. Like, I'm still watching it. I'm only halfway through it, and I'm going to continue watching it. But in episode 2, one of the characters does, like, such a cliche, dumb thing.
Yeah.
That it makes it difficult to root for them in general. And then it will just randomly decide it wants to be a Tarantino movie for a second. But just for a second.
See, that's what kind of, because, like, from the trailer for the show and everything, it makes it look like it's, like, Tarantino, like, throughout.
It's okay. So
like a Tarantino-esque type.
So
thing.
It's not. So there's different stages of Tarantino's career.
Yeah.
And so it feels like it's, I thought it was going to be a first half of Tarantino's career.
Right.
But instead it will just randomly break away and they'll be playing a game show. Like,
oh,
who's a Nazi? And then, and like the girl will be like, white people. Well, you know, white people, all Nazis are white people, but not all white people are Nazis, you know, type. And you're like, okay, it's fine. And it was funny. I laughed kind of, but it took me out of the, It could have been a really,
I see what you're saying.
It could be like a really good drama, and instead they're putting in these weird things in between.
Yeah, that's okay. That's I can see the turn off of that immediately, actually. You know,
yeah, it just and they do this something, not that, but they do something in starting episode two, I think, that they'll just intersplice something that takes me out of it for a minute.
That's too bad. But all right.
I mean, I'm all about Nazi hunting.
Yeah.
So, in theory, I...
You support, like if, you support if, the premise of the show.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. I learned that from Captain America.
That's right. All right.
Okay.
How do you feel about the Nazis, Sam?
Yeah, I don't like the Nazis.
If Adolf Hitler could be your best friend, like in Jojo Rabbit.
No, I'm good.
No, okay. Yeah.
With Sonic the Hedgehog, but played by Adolf Hitler, could be your best friend. So really quick Adolf Hitler.
Really quick Adolf Hitler.
Who every time you punch him drops a golden ring.
I mean, I can see some benefit to that.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, I'm not going to lie. There's a, but you know.
You know, one of my favorite episodes of Supernatural is the fact that, like, it was an episode where the Winchesters had ran into some Nazis, and they somehow brought Hitler back to life.
No.
And
did they kill him again?
Yeah, they killed him again.
Man.
And Dean Winters was like, I just killed Hitler. he's like, no, it's awesome. Love that show. Supernatural. Going for episode 300,000.
Is 300? No, is it still, the series is still on?
This is the last series. Yep.
It's the last season?
Last season, yep.
Oh, man.
They're facing God.
Oh, man.
All right. From Sonic the Hedgehog,
Rise of the Skywalker.
This is a topic.
I guess. Rise of the Skywalker.
Rise of the Skywalker.
Of the Skywalker.
The novelization's coming out, and so there's been leaks about some of the things that were cut from the movie. Some of the explanations.
Yeah.
And,
like, where was Rose?
I mean, Rose is there.
Yeah, but she didn't do anything.
Well, no.
Yeah.
No.
Because a rose is still a rose. Baby girl, you
got I was going to go with a kiss.
Was thinking that route, also the Seal song, yeah.
Kiss from
But yeah, the Palpatine.
Palpatine was a clone.
Clone.
And they explain how he survived the elevator fall. I mean, his body didn't, but he willed his spirit into the body of an unfinished and imperfect clone.
Ah.
And that's why there was all these mangled clones around as they were trying to
create the perfect
clone for him. And he wasn't able to do it. And the closest that came, I don't know, escaped or whatever, was a son. Instead, that Rey's father
is an escaped clone of
Palpatine.
Interesting. I wonder if he looked anything like Hayden Christensen. I don't know. There's no reason why. I just wanted to throw his name in there. I don't know.
You've lost us at hello on that.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
You lost us at hello.
I mean, I assume it looked probably. You know, if they're cloning him, you'd think he'd go for a young Palpatine, though, right? All the clones kind of look like old Palpatine. The husks.
The one he went into.
Yeah.
Because it was imperfect.
Yeah.
I'll
bet you it will tie into the Mandalorian, though.
You think so?
I think that's why they need Baby Yoda, as they're practicing the cloning of.
So you're saying powers. Baby Yoda is a clone of the real Yoda?
No, I'm saying Baby Yoda is a Force-sensitive being that they're attempting to get all of the genetic information from.
Oh, okay. All right. I hope they don't do that. Because I don't like the whole clone business with the Palpatine. I don't like the idea of that. I mean, I guess they had to explain him somehow. And I guess that's kind of
that part. But, like, you mean to tell me that a Sith Lord is so consumed with trying to take over everything that he couldn't get his Mac on?
Right? What do you mean?
I mean,
you mean, like, to, like, take over, like, a...
Have relations.
Oh. Oh, instead of having cloned kids.
I understand what you're saying. Okay. I was like,
yeah.
You see, sometimes.
Explain to me.
When a Sith loves another woman.
Okay. Then he cries. He cries. No! I mean, that's.
Did you read the book that we gave you?
And they
there weren't enough pictures or diagrams.
They call that a celebration.
A celebration. Which,
Once a year, Star Wars fans get together and celebrate.
Patty cake.
They celebrate patty cake.
Patty cake, yeah.
They celebrate.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit reference their patty cake.
An emperor can get his groove on.
Yeah. Patty cake. That's what the name of the movie should have been. Rise of Skywalker, Emperor Gets His Groove On.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Emperor's New Groove. Yeah, that's what it was. I referenced the wrong movie, exist, actually, yeah. I guess. But
you got two movies, though, because Stella got a groove back.
That's true.
There you go.
How Palpy got his groove back.
How Palpy got his groove back. Yeah.
Shiv.
Or the Full Monty.
Yeah.
The Full Palpy.
So what do you think about the clone idea?
As I said before, The Rise of Skywalker is a series of terrible ideas well executed.
Yes.
It's mostly okay. It's probably the most okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay.
It's okay, yeah. It's, you know, yeah.
For a second, I was very angry because I thought, you know, Chewbacca was going out.
Yeah, if that was going to be the way that he would go out, I would be...
Chewbacca.
Yeah, Chewbacca.
But, yeah. I mean, it's technically, I think when people looked at it, it's like, oh, well, that explains her having force lightning. But I was like, anybody else who's had the force can use force lightning. I mean, it's not like a Palpatine bloodline thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like in, like if the Jedi Knight games are canon...
They're
classic. I mean, there was Force Lightning. You could have Force Lightning as an ability.
But they're not canon anymore.
Yeah.
Nothing's canon unless it's brought up by Disney.
Yes, the mouse.
The mouse. Yep. All right.
On more things have been coming out about that Star Wars hotel.
Yeah.
And boy, I want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, are we talking about the cruise ship dealio?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... That's, yeah.
But can you imagine paying that much to go to Disney and you don't get to go to Disney for two of those days?
Mm.
The only Disney you're allowed to see is
the Star Wars Disney, Edge. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that's kind of interesting.
That's actually, you know, it's amazing.
They give
you clothes and identities and Kylo Ren boards your ship. It has no windows. It's only got large
viewports
TV
of,
screens of view in space.
Yeah.
Do you get to fight?
I'm assuming there's some kind of thing. Oh. It's like that.
I know that. You have missions.
Okay.
Around the hotel.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It sounds like that's like the next level of like vacation entertainment. Like
you would have to really, really be a Star Wars fan. Your kids would have to be a really, really Star Wars fan.
I'm taking my kids.
I'm just saying.
We're going, all three.
Like to be fully submerged in that. Because, you know, your kids are like, all right, Dad, I'm done. Can we go outside now?
Nope.
You can't go outside.
No, we're in space.
No one can hear you scream, boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just jump two jumps.
It is kind of like I would think, there's got to be like a safe word, you know, like if you're feeling like really weird and claustrophobic or something, that they let you get off the boat.
Dude.
You don't think so? You think you have to sign some kind of waiver?
Yeah. What kind of legal? If you have a heart attack, they put you in a back to tank
and shoot you out into space.
On.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Throw you in a trash compactor. And
Well, keeping on topic of Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
I recently seen an article and a video of a young girl who had gotten a robotic arm that is in the style of R2-D2.
What?
Yes.
Really?
This is the story gets better.
11-year-old Bella Todlock is the first person in the United States to receive a bionic arm designed in the style of the Star Wars droid R2-D2. And what even made it even more cool, that Mark Hamill, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker.
What?
A.k.a. Skeletor.
A.k.a. Skeletor. Oh, that's A.k.a. right. The Joker.
That's true.
You know, found out about the story and, you know, has been communicating back and forth with her. And she showed him her bionic arm and everything. And
yeah, called her.
That is awesome. Skype. Can you imagine getting a call from Mark Hamill?
Yeah, she was a huge Star Wars fan. And she would like, you know, the bionic arm. And they're like, let's make it an R2-D2.
That's awesome. I would have chosen, like, Tony Stark, though.
You would have chosen Iron Man?
Yeah, if I would have gotten a call from Robert. That seemed to be more... Well, I don't know. I guess that's appropriate, too, because Luke had his bionic arm.
Yeah.
And Anakin. And
yeah.
Literally having limbs cut off is just a part of
Star Wars. Until yeah. The new one. That is true, yeah.
But I am amazed at the longevity of R2-D2. You would have thought like BB-8 would have like took over, but everyone still loves R2.
Oh yeah, well, over the weekend we went down to Columbus.
Yeah,
and there's a place called City Barbecue. I don't know if you guys have heard of it or not.
I know, kind of Shitty like, Walk.
Yeah, Shitty Walk. No, it's a City Barbecue.
Shitty Barbecue.
But they have in front of the one that we went to, someone had created a R2-D2 trash can.
Okay.
It was like all made out of metal, like welded together. It was pretty awesome. I don't think it was like a staple of, you know, City Barbecue or anything like that. But nevertheless, it was like, as you're saying, the staying power of R2-D2 has kind of like, you know,
right,
superseded BB-8.
Yeah.
So. It's cool.
So I thought that was a nice, a touching story that we could.
Yeah, I just did a plug for City Barbecue.
Yeah.
Right. You're welcome for me calling it Shitty Barbecue.
Yeah.
So much for those sponsorships.
Yeah, I know. There we go. Man.
I've never eaten there, so I have no. I was literally making a South Park reference.
Oh, there's a
Shitty Walk.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But no, it's
a lot of Easter eggs in this episode.
We do. Yeah. All right. Do we have any?
Well, the rumor.
Oh, the rumor.
The Jason Momoa rumor.
All right.
Oh, yes.
There was a rumor, and this was from several weeks ago, that Jason Momoa might have been in contact with Sony. Might have contacted him.
Okay.
About playing a Spider-Man villain.
Ooh. Who do you think it might be?
Oh.
Kraven the Hunter.
Right.
Now, that would be pretty awesome.
Like, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
He'd be perfect for
Kraven. He would be perfect for Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kraven seems like a natural choice for a Spider-Man villain that's not appeared in a live-action Spider-Man film.
That's true, too, yeah.
I mean, name a bigger one that hasn't appeared.
Let's think. Jackal?
I don't think Jackal's bigger than Kraven.
Than Kraven? No, probably not bigger than Kraven, if you're saying bigger than Kraven. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, technically, we've already seen the Prowler.
Yeah, an animated version of that.
No, we saw live action.
We did? Oh, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
But we just didn't see him
in costume.
Okay, costume.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I mean, I guess we kind of saw Rhino
Sort of. We saw Rhino.
We saw Rhino.
Whichever we got. We saw Ryan. I like it. That's exactly what I was thinking, Sam.
The way you said it was literally the towards the end, that end part, that was literally the best part of that whole movie.
Really? Yeah, I still have not seen that movie.
It was bad. It was the best part of that movie. It was still bad.
It was at the end.
But that was
the best part. It literally ends on a cliffhanger.
Right.
And not like even like a little bit of, oh, hey, let's just have a stirred fight and we won't finish it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was the way they ended their second movie.
Really? Man, that's really, that's.
We had the post-credit scenes. We don't want
to. I don't even remember the post-credit scenes for that.
Yeah.
That's too bad. But, I don't know.
Robotic Rhino didn't, man.
Yeah, that's not Rhino. Although I don't know how would you do a live action Rhino? I mean, I guess you CGI that, right? I mean, that's
same with the Juggernaut.
Yeah, exactly. Like CGI that.
To be honest, I didn't have the whole problem with the whole robotic Rhino thing. I'm like, and I didn't have a problem with it. I'm like, okay, this practical, whatever. I can't get behind it. But like I said, that was literally the best part of the movie, and that was like the end. So yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of bad. Man.
Yeah.
Too bad. So sad. No finale to that trilogy.
No.
That's not sad to me.
It's not sad to you? No. Somebody's probably sad.
Something better.
Andrew Garfield's probably sad. Yeah. And it's not really his fault that the Spider-Man movies were bad.
No, he did okay.
Yeah,
he was
okay Spider-Man.
He was okay Spider-Man.
You know, if they do the
do
if they do make the live action movie that they've rumored, it's rumored that they might be considering. Oh, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And that would be so kind. That would be kind of cool. Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what other Spider-Man villains they could have, though. It's kind of...
Silvermane?
Silvermane. They could do Silvermane. Mm-hmm. They could do Rose.
They could do Rose.
Yeah. But they'd have to have Kingpin, though. Chameleon would be good.
Chameleon would be good. But would it feel more like a Mysterio?
Maybe. Yeah.
Let's see what else we got.
I mean, it could do like a legit Sandman. Well, they did Sandman. They could do Hydra Man, I guess.
They already technically did Hydra Man.
Yeah, but do like a real Hydra Man, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, they did Shocker. I don't know. There's so many that he's kind of has, but I can't think of anyone that are.
I mean, I'd like to see Scorpion, but I mean, yeah, we saw kind of because he had a tattoo, but
yeah,
I'd like to see a proper Scorpion.
Yeah,
that would probably be the one I would probably like to see. Scorpion.
I'd like to see Kraven.
Kraven could be awesome.
I'd like to see them do a Last Hunt or whatever.
Yeah. Oh my god, that would be. That'd be amazing. I mean,
technically that.
He's hunted everything else in the world, and wants to hunt the Spider-Man now.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
And Lisa Bonet would be his assistant. He wouldn't even have to talk; just, you know, hand him a gun.
And by gun, you mean? Kraven. Well, I guess Kraven does use a gun.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah. Yeah.
By gun, he means firearm.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Maybe.
So, all right, kids.
All right. Yeah. So, do we have anything else to wrap up, or we're good?
I think we're good.
All right. Sweet.
So, you know, check us out on our website, allofmyissues.com, and where you listen to podcasts on Google Play and iTunes.
Apple Podcasts or whatever.
Podcasts. Yes. And other places where you listen to podcasts.
Yeah. And if you have questions about bidets or toilet technology in general.
We came back to bidets. Yeah.
I've seen better bidets.
You've seen better bidets. All right. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.